went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Happy New Year and welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me in the new year is the same way you did last year. That's to give my cell phone a call at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone. So if you have a health question in the new year, you should call me directly and I will be happy to answer it for you. If you don't like to use the cell phone, please don't text me. My phone does not receive texts. I don't believe that texting is a good form of communication. It's a good form of sending a message to somebody, but you never know if somebody actually receives it, and therefore you may not get an accurate response, nor do you know what the person's tone or mood or perspective is on something that they text you. So I'm going to suggest that if you're into doing the whole writing out your questions or comments or whatever, you send them to my email. My email is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. Again, docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure, again, to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. We're in a new year. There's lots of people that have lots of energy for the new year to start the new year off right. And the biggest resolutions that people make are typically involving their health. It may involve their weight. It may involve their finances. But if it's a health issue or a weight issue, I can certainly help you get a handle on that so that you don't have to continue to suffer with health issues or continue to have weight management issues. Losing weight is not a big deal, but they've made huge amounts of money off of people who are having weight management issues. And I'd love to teach you the basics and simplify what losing weight is about. So you could give me a call if you have any of those concerns, and would be happy to have a conversation with you. Now, being that we're in a new year, I want to reintroduce my cohort for the When Your Health Matters radio show. He's sitting in studio with me. He's a very good friend for quite a number of years. He helps me with different aspects of my business, and I help him with different aspects of his health. He was actually the interfaith minister that married myself and my wife, and he's a wonderful man. His name is Mark Saban, and we want to say Happy New Year, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk once again about issues relating to people's health. And as you said, this is the start of 2019. So this is an important show for us to launch the year. And I think if we focus on sort of the overview of how you approach health, that might be a way for us to, you know, kind of get into this year and help people understand how, what they can do for themselves and their health.
Well, that sounds exciting. We get to talk about the way that I help people with health. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Where
do you want to start?
Well, let's begin first. Health is not about being sick, is it?
Health is the absence of sickness, and that is true. And you are also correct in saying that it's so much more than simply not being sick. The formal definition of health is a state of optimum physical, mental, emotional, social, and I throw in there spiritual well-being, and not merely the absence of symptoms of sickness or of disease or infirmity.
Yeah, but what we hear most of the time is that health has to do with treating sickness, unless you're just getting your annual physical.
Yes, that is again true. And do you think that's not by design? Is it not a form of brainwashing we are all being led to believe that is being the truth? Watch television for 20 minutes, Mark, and you will wake up to the truth. And if you are not already awake already, maybe waking from asleep into a nightmare, because, you know, so much of the problems that we are being led to believe to be true are by the pharmaceutical companies and the government, which allows for it. After all, it's the motto of profits must be first, and the people come as a secondary effect of those profits.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're listening to television, watching television, you're seeing so many ads for different kind of drugs and medications, and probably half of those ads is the warning about all the side effects that you might have.
It's actually closer to 3/4.
Yeah, I know. And you know, sometimes the side effects could be death.
Right. And the sad part is that people actually say, yeah, I think I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And they do that to themselves. And they do it out of a lack of understanding. They do it out of not having what they think is a better option. And they do it out of trust for their medical doctor, who is saying, this is what we need to do. And so they blindly go along with it without ever asking questions or raising concerns. And when they do raise concerns, what does the doctor say? The doctor says, well, that's part of the process, and we expected that. So we can give you a second medication to help mask the symptoms of the first medication. And I believe that now creates even more problems than what you originally went into the doctor for.
Yeah.
So I would encourage people in the new year to wake to the fact that if you're taking medications, if you're taking them chronically, meaning that you're taking them for an extended period of time to help battle particular symptoms, then maybe you want to strongly consider coming and having a conversation with me or somebody that does the kind of work that I do, and figuring out, well, how do you get off that merry-go-round of got a pain, take a pill, take this medication to mask this symptom that you're going to be on for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about the fact that there is that moment when you may be in a crisis where you do need to take some kind of medication, but the idea is to not take these chronic daily medications that you have to take for the rest of your life, and to do something about undoing whatever it is that's causing the problem in the first place.
Right. Medication should be about crisis intervention, but once the crisis is over, you should get the heck off your medication.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing now on these television ads is now those secondary medications are what's being advertised. So if you have a problem with this medication because you're constipated, because you're taking opioids, you need this medication. If you have dry mouth because you're taking that medication, you need this secondary medication. So those are even beginning to be advertised on the airwaves.
Right. And that's just in an effort to make more profits, and who cares about the people taking them? Mm-hmm. They're a means to an end, and that's ultimately how most of society is treated through the healthcare industry, is that they, as the consumer, are a means to an end for the provider, and the ancillary services like the pharmaceutical industry that goes along to support the provider.
Well, you have a very different approach, and that's what I really would like to talk to you about today. I mean, you look at health. There are seven different specific perspectives that you look at health from. Can you explain what those are?
All seven right now?
Well, we have a show to do, so we
right.
can.
So how about you ask me about each individually, and I will explain them to you as
we
go through the list.
Absolutely. So I know that your original training and your licensing was as a chiropractor, so one of the first ways that you look at a person is to see if there's anything that's misaligned in his or her physical structure.
Yes, and as a chiropractor, this is what I'm licensed to do, evaluate the physical structure and integrity of the spine and the other joints to assess if they are properly aligned and communicating properly. And now, since the spine protects the spinal cord, and this is the foundational way to interact with the nervous system, the one system, the main system that regulates our health. So we want to make sure that the nervous system itself is being adequately protected. There's no pinching, there's no pressure, there's no irritation going on in the central part of the nervous system to allow the communication from the brain to go to the body and from the body to go back to the brain unhindered in any way, so that there's adequate, clear communication that allows for normal function as a result.
Mm-hmm. And as a chiropractor, you actually do this as a hands-on kind of treatment that you do when you adjust somebody's body. Why does that help?
Well, if you remove any interference between the brain and the body and allow the brain and the body to communicate freely, does it not follow that the body can then carry out those directives of the nervous system and regulate and maintain proper health?
Sure.
Yeah. So the foundation of chiropractic as a profession is to get rid of that nerve interference to allow innate intelligence, the spirit of the body, the owner of the body, to express through the body as cleanly and as clearly and as efficiently as possible.
And does that help, like, with postural things and that kind of thing, or is that... How does that relate to things
well, yeah,
of that
posture.
Nature?
If your spine is properly aligned, then you're going to have good posture. You know, people who sit in a chair all day and slouch, those people have a tendency to develop spinal problems. Why? Because you're distributing the weight and the pressures of the spine unevenly. Mm-hmm. And it's like if the wheels of your car are malaligned, the tires are going to wear down unevenly because there's more stress being borne on the one part of the tire and less on the other. So you're going to get a tire that wears down unevenly.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to the communication that this enables you, does it also help relieve things like back pain, neck pain, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. If the nerves in your neck are causing pain and spasm because they're being pinched and you get neck pain, can't turn your head all the way or can't bend the head, extend the head, tilt the head, whatever the case happens to be, if you get what's known as a wry neck, chiropractic is excellent source of addressing that and alleviating that and getting the person to go back to normal. Same thing with the low back. Chiropractic in the profession of healthcare is known as the low back care specialists. And what was interesting was about 8 or 9 years after we got out of school, one of my colleagues who graduated with me, his dad was in charge of the American Chiropractic Association. And so I'm not a political person. I could care less about politics. And so we were at a seminar together and I said, John, I said, so your dad's still involved in the ACA, et cetera? He says, well, he's kind of retired and moved on from that. But yeah, I'm heavily involved in it, following in his footsteps kind of thing. And I said, so tell me what the ACA's position is on chiropractic. And he says, well, we're the low back care specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's interesting. Why are we just the low back care specialists? And he says, because the research indicates and proves that we are very effective at treating low back pain. And I said, well, John, what's the difference between what we do with your low back versus what we do with the neck? And he was like, well, there's no scientific research that proves that what we do for the neck is effective. And I said, just because there's no proof scientifically in these journals, it's because nobody's actually done the study, but that doesn't mean that what I've been doing for the last 10 years isn't highly effective. Of course it's highly effective. And he says, well, we don't know that with certainty. And I just kind of shook my head because we get into these, everybody wants their little piece of the puzzle and their piece of the pie. And what they do politically is they all make agreements, just like politicians do in government. They all make agreements in terms of, okay, how are we going to screw the people? what are we going to do in an effort to make the people pay more into the system and make it sound like it's not one particular branch of it. It's every branch is kind of combined, and that's what we get. We get the battle between the two parties, and we get the battle within the different branches, and it's like it's just all a bunch of minutiae. At the end of the day, getting rid of nerve interference to allow the body to express its natural health is the most foundational basis for care, which is why chiropractors start there. But I have found over the years that that doesn't solve all health issues. So we should get into the other six pillars to understand how that all dovetails nicely with holistic health.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that you have these other ways that you work with people on their health is important because you're not just doing one thing for people. So when we get into the next thing that other than dealing with structural stuff, you look at the impact of toxins have on a person's health. And we're living now in the 21st century, and really there's no way we can avoid coming into contact with different toxins, is there?
No, there's not. But realistically, I mean, we're exposed to 84,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis, and less than 20,000 of them are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So are we toxic? Of course we're toxic. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is if you don't have a tool or a system to address all those different toxins, then a person's going to have issues. So we developed a system probably about 26 years ago, called the Doctor Supervised Detoxification Program. And we got involved with homeopathy, which is a way to help the body naturally clear toxins in a healthy fashion. And we started looking into and specializing in what it takes to get the body to get rid of all of the toxins and the effects of those toxins. And ultimately what ends up happening is because we're exposed to all these different toxins through what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, what we come in contact with through our skin, the electromagnetic frequencies of our cell phones and sitting in front of computers, they all have a toxic effect on the body. And there's six main organs that help your body detoxify all of those toxins. Hmm. Unfortunately, your lungs, your large intestine, your skin, which is your external filters, they can get clogged. Okay, and then you got your three internal filters, your liver, your kidneys, and your spleen. Those are filtering the fluids and the solids inside the system, and those too can get clogged. And so we developed a very effective, complete program to help the body flush all those different toxins out of those filters to essentially reset the body so that the body can handle dealing with its environment. And we give advice and instruction and teach people methods and show them examples of how they can change the amount of toxic load that their body experiences so that they're not just basically washing the pan out and then putting more crap in it and just not really making any progress at all.
There's so many different conditions that relate to the toxins that are in the body too.
Absolutely. I mean, just heavy metal toxicity alone leads to nervous system problems and can lead to digestive system problems. And getting vaccines can lead to nervous system problems and digestive system problems and immune system problems. And it's when you come in contact with all of these different types of toxins and the effects that they have, and since we're all individuals, each one of us may react differently. Mm-hmm. I have a young patient up in New York whose mom was being basically hounded by the school, and this was back in October, and they were told, she was told that if the son doesn't get the vaccine by Halloween, that the son won't be allowed to come back to school. Now, that's dirty politics as far as I'm concerned. That's a lot of pressure to put on a mom, and she's just like, well, I'll see what I can do and I'll do the best that I can, and I'll either get the vaccine done or I'll have a note from the medical doctor saying that it really isn't necessary, but one of the two things will happen. So she went and had the vaccine done for her son, and her son had an adverse event to the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And like within 2 or 3 hours, the kid came down with a severe headache, and he'd never had a headache before in his life. So the doctor's office, the nurses, everybody tried to say, well, it wasn't related to the vaccine. And she's like, you don't understand. I know my son. My son never has headaches. He's never had a headache in his life. And now he had a headache that lasted from Friday till Tuesday.
Wow.
and he happened to get the vaccine Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did some things to help him and to negate the negative effects and the toxic effects of that vaccine. And it's just people need to be aware of what we're doing to ourselves. So that particular pillar dealing with toxicity mm-hmm. becomes vital for a person's health and well-being.
Yeah. And I mean, you're talking about vaccines, but all medications are basically toxic, aren't they?
Well, what you need to appreciate is that medication, the way medication works is it works to mask symptoms. So it works to suppress what the body would normally do. And so when you take a medication that turns off a symptom, like it turns off a headache or it turns off your body's ability to produce cholesterol, if it lowers your blood pressure, whatever, what it's doing is it's hindering the body's ability to communicate and regulate itself on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the challenge is that most medications, as we talked about earlier, come with a list of things called, what are they called again, Mark?
Side effects.
Side effects, yeah. Right. Side effects. And you ask yourself, well, what exactly is a side effect? Well, a side effect, if you break it down and look at the body from a holistic perspective, a side effect is your body's way of telling you that what you did in an effort to help it wasn't an ideal solution. So it can't get your attention by telling you that it's the wrong solution for the problem that you have, because the medication has been designed, it's been researched, it's been experimented with in an effort to know that it's going to stop this very specific symptom. That's what they sell the prescription medication for. It's going to block this particular symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your body can't respond to you by letting you know it still has the problem, what is it going to do? It's got to give you a new problem. It's got to get your attention a new way. And the way that it does that is it produces a brand new side effect of taking the medication to let you know that this is not the best answer for us. Please don't do it again, because if you do, I, as the body, am going to get louder and I'm going to get more severe. And you go back to your doctor and you say, listen, I got this unpleasant side effect. And the doctor says, what? Well, we expected that.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. Here's a second medication for you to mask that secondary effect in an effort for us to try to, quote, help you mask the problem that you have. And the challenge is the real problem has never really been dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you're talking about a long-term medication you're taking every day, that's one thing. But if you were doing something like an antibiotic because you had a specific infection, say, or a streptococcus or something like that,
mm-hmm.
those things also have side effects, even though they're not done over a long term. You might have a 5-day program or even a 10-day program.
Right. If you take an antibiotic for any length of time, as we have learned in the past, and we'll probably do more shows on it because it's such a huge level of understanding that our listeners need, you're going to disrupt the microbiome within the person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a dysfunctional microbiome within the person, it directly affects how your brain functions and how your body functions. And so if you're taking in this antibiotic, which is going to destroy the bacteria within your bowel system, then you can't digest your food properly. The neurotransmitters that are associated with the food that you eat aren't going to be manufactured properly. The relationship between how the microbiome and your digestive system affects how the neurotransmitters function in your brain are going to be affected. And now the person's got all sorts of issues simply because they took an antibiotic for a couple of days or maybe 10 days in an effort to prevent an infection that, if you were treating the body properly, the person should never have gotten an infection to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But once you've had that infection and once you've gone down that course, then there are methods that you have in the way you treat people to help recover from the antibiotic.
Absolutely. One of the most common things that I do for everybody that comes into my office is I help to restore balance to their digestive system and their microbiome so that their body can actually recover from any health issue that they have. And so, yes, that's basically the main crux of what we do in the office. And it's helping us. We're going through these seven different pillars and we're trying to understand how it all ties together. And this is one of the ways that we help to tie all of that together.
Well, this is great. This is a great conversation to have with you, Doc. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I want to get back into the next series of these seven pillars of health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I want to wish you again a happy new year, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me if you have a health-related question would be to call my cell phone directly. Do not text me, but you can call me. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly if you'd like. That's docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Again, D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about health and how you get healthy, and this being the first show of the new year, we want you to understand how to get healthy. You got your New Year's resolutions, and a lot of those have to do with health and weight management and all that, and we want you to have a good understanding of how you can help approach your health in a way that's going to be natural and deal with you holistically. And we've talked about the first two. We've talked about chiropractic and, I believe, toxicity. And
right, which really led us into a conversation about the microbiome, which is what exists in your digestive system. So the third pillar I'd like to talk to you about is relates to that, which is proper nutrition. And I think I've heard you say before on the show here that the root of all sickness comes from malnutrition.
The root of all sickness starts with non-proper ingredients to help maintain a body. And we get our primary ingredients from our food. As we've talked about in the past, God's perspective is let food be thy medicine. And in the Garden of Eden, everything was there to help support and maintain a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy spirit. And we as a society have moved away from that. We've tried to feed a nation by transporting food from one part of the country to another part of the country, and we found that those foods would denature over time, and so we had to add preservatives and artificial colors and artificial sweeteners in an effort to get it to taste a certain way and look a certain way. And in the process of doing that, genetically modifying our foods and the seed associated with growing those foods and using pesticides and other toxic chemicals in an effort to maintain the integrity of the food and keep it from being affected by insects, etc. And as a result of that, Mark, we get absolutely zero nutrition from the food that is sold to us in the supermarkets. And as a result of not getting the proper ingredients to help support, maintain, repair, and allow the body to be healthy, we start to have health issues as a result. And so all health issues begin as nutritional deficiencies, which means at some point you are going to have to supplement your diet with high-quality whole food supplements that are going to fill in the gaps created by the over-refining and the over-processing and the chemical bastardization of our foods.
So how are you going to know what kind of supplements that you need to take?
Well, you need to find a professional such as myself, and there's many different healthcare professionals out there that are moving in the direction of holistic health, the nutritional counselor-type people, people who have a methodology in which they can take a look at the supplement and see what kind of effects it's going to have on the body. Now, we use a tool in our office that you're aware of, which is called manual muscle testing. And manual muscle testing is a form of neurofeedback where we can ask the body any question and the body will give us a result. And when it produces a strong result, we know that that's going to be supportive and something that will help the body. And when we get a weak result, we understand that that's probably something that's not good for the body. And we can do the muscle testing, the nutrient testing, the over-the-counter medication testing, whatever it happens to be, we can do that form of testing on the person to determine, A, if the substance is going to be good for them, and B, if it is, what is the level or dosage that's going to be appropriate for that particular person with their particular health milieu, if you will. And so it's very effective. The patients really appreciate it, and it's like, wow. So I need to take three of these a day. And it's like, yeah, why don't you take one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with dinner? And it's like, well, what happens if I take four a day? And I show them that on the fourth one, what happened to your arm? Well, my arm went weak. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because four is too much. And they're like, wow, this really makes so much sense. So you can personalize it specifically for me. And the answer is like, yes, mm-hmm. we can personalize it specifically for you. And it's not based upon some chemical formula or some government recommended daily allowance or what have you. It's based upon, well, what is your body needing? And if your body gets a lot of this particular ingredient, but it gets none of this ingredient, then you're going to have an imbalance that's different from somebody that gets a little bit of both ingredients versus somebody that gets more of the other ingredient and none of the one that you get more of. And so those are three different outcomes, and those people would respond three different ways.
Right. So you want to, it's all about bringing it into balance for that person, for the individual.
For the individual that's standing in front of me, yes.
And not all supplements are equal. So what are some of the differences between different types of supplements?
Well, the real difference is the difference between which ones are real versus which ones are chemical substrates or isolates or synthetics. And so when you're dealing with synthetics, chemical synthetic vitamins, okay, mm-hmm. those are going to have a medicinal response. It's going to be a pushing or a pulling response versus if you're dealing with a whole food balanced by nature supplement, that's going to produce a healing response. And so you can get a chemical response that either pushes and pulls the body, and those are your chemical isolates, which you're going to find in well over 100% of the RDA when you look at the label. Or you can look at the one that doesn't have 100% of the RDA but has a lot of different ingredients that you can actually read and pronounce and understand yourself, mm-hmm. like alfalfa or buckwheat or something along those lines. And those ingredients are going to help to restore balance to the body by giving it its natural fuel as opposed to some sort of chemical synthetic mm-hmm. fuel.
So, well, if these are made out of whole food, how are they made into these little tiny pills then that you can use as a supplement?
Well, it's interesting. The main supplement company that I use has roughly 1,000 acres of organic farmland, and they grow their fruits and vegetables on the farmland, and they harvest the fruits and vegetables, and they bring them into their juicing plant part of the plant where they juice the vegetables and they take the fiber, they put that back out into the field as a fertilizer to help maintain the integrity of the soil. They take the juice and they bring it to the next part of their processing plant, and they put it through what's known as a vacuum dryer. And what the vacuum dryer does is it takes the water out of the juice and you're left with a powder, but you're left with a whole food powder. There's no heat involved, there's no light involved, so you're not denaturing the natural vitamin that are associated with the ingredients, and now you have this whole food powder that has everything in it that nature would want you to have. And then the wisdom and the advanced understanding that Dr. Lee had, well, when you combine these ingredients in this form, you get a whole food supplement that is going to be good for this particular circumstance within the body or this particular imbalance within the body to restore balance. And over the last, you know, we're coming up on 90 years that this company has existed, you know, and it's this is the 90th year. We're in 2019. Mm-hmm. Wow, I just had the realization. They started in 1929 and this is 2009. So they've been in business for 90 years.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that over all those decades, they have a lot of health outcomes that they can look to in terms of people who have received the benefits of using those products.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's really great. So if we get to the next of the pillars, that's treating allergies. And what are allergies and what causes them?
Well, allergies are an abnormal immune response to a normal stimulus. So, for instance, if you eat cheese mm-hmm. and your body doesn't recognize it as being cheese and it recognizes it and attacks it as being some sort of foreign invader because your microbiome isn't breaking down the proteins within the cheese all the way to their amino acids, then you have a combination of amino acids, which is in essence a protein. If that protein crosses that microbiome barrier and gets into the blood, the immune system is going to attack that foreign protein because it's perceived as an enemy or as an invader. And the immune response associated with that protein being attacked is called an allergy. So if you had a normal microbiome and you could digest your food in a normal fashion, you wouldn't get allergies. But if you're having allergies, the medical mentality is, which I think is completely erroneous, not to upset anybody's apple cart, but they're going to inject you with a small dosage of whatever your allergy is in an effort to stimulate the immune system to eventually over time, maybe years of time, over many, many, many months of getting shots on a weekly basis, to hopefully stimulate the immune system to actually either be tired of fighting that particular pathogen or start to see that as a normal ingredient and not have to develop the immune response.
But that doesn't sound to me to make logical sense that you would want your body to fight off this thing that's not like a virus, it's not a bacteria that's wrong in the body that you should have a reaction to, that your immune system should react to.
Right.
So wouldn't you want your immune system to be able to not be reactive to it?
Well, exactly, and that's the thing. Your nervous system becomes corrupt and it develops a overbearing response to a normal stimulus. So what we do in the office when we treat allergies is we find out where that corruption is and we get rid of the corruption within the nervous system processing, and it allows the nervous system to go back to normal in as little as one visit.
In one visit. Not
Mark.
Years of shots.
Not years of shots, not multiple, you know, coming every week. You know, it's funny. I had a patient up in New York who I helped her lose over 60 pounds, and she got chronic sinus infections and got all sorts of, she had two failed sinus surgeries, and she had a litany of prescriptions, medications that she was taking, and we helped her get rid of all of her imbalances. When she would go back to the allergist about once every 6 months, because he put her on a 6-month schedule because he wanted to make sure, well, if they were coming back. So she was sitting in the reception area one day, and there was an elderly gentleman that was sitting there that she had seen over the years. And so she asked him, you know, I've seen you in the office before. Why do you come to see Dr. So-and-so? And he was like, well, I come for my allergy shots. And she said, well, you know, how long you been treated for allergies? And he's like, 52 years.
Oh, my.
52 years, Mark. He's been being treated.
So he still has
for
the allergies.
Allergies,
is what you're saying. That
so,
for 52 years, he's
yeah,
had.
Yeah, he's coming in to get his allergy shots because he still has allergies. And I'm like, okay, so at what point does that treatment kick in if after 52 years it hasn't helped him yet, that he's still coming back to get more? I had a woman come to my office who had a cat allergy. We treated her specifically for the cat allergy, and that was 29 years ago. She's never had a cat allergy since that first treatment. And she actually, her kids gave her a cat. So she lives with a cat. She doesn't have an allergy to the cat, but she did have an allergy to the cat when she first came to see me. We treated her one time. She no longer has the cat allergy, and she's going about her business.
That's really amazing. I mean, if nothing else, if you're suffering from allergies, there's a good incentive to sit there and give you a call or to write you an email and say, here, let me try for one visit. What could the worst thing that could happen
you
be?
You know what's the funny, Mark? I mean, you're sitting there and you're saying that, and my brain is saying to me, of course it would be a natural conclusion that the person should consider, and yet they don't. And I just shake my head at, you know what, there's so much insanity in our society, and that's no disrespect to anybody, but we get fixated in the way that we think because society is brainwashed into thinking a particular way, and, you know, they don't necessarily want to look at something different. I have a new patient coming to see me tomorrow who he had eye cancer that metastasized to his liver.
Oh, my.
Okay, and he's absolutely fed up with the medical profession. So his wife located me by doing a search on holistic healthcare for this, that, and the other thing. And she found my website. She was intrigued by my website. She called me and she interviewed me for about 20 minutes on the phone and asked what I would do. And I said, I got to be honest with you. I won't know until your husband's sitting in front of me. And she's just like, well, I want to schedule an appointment. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you have the motivation to want to get your husband well. But at the end of the day, I need your husband to call me. So he called me later on that day. And I talked to him probably for about half an hour at the end of my day. And he's coming in tomorrow. And I'm going to help him understand why he has what he has and what he needs to do in order to address it. And I promise you that they're going to walk out of the office tomorrow, and they're going to have a whole new sense of hope and you know, excitement over what it is that we're going to do. And you know, but people will sit at home and they'll continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, and they're not perplexed by the fact of the lack of results when what they're doing is never going to work anyway. But they accept it as being, I guess this is the
best I can do.
This is the best I can do. At least I'm doing something, even if it's not working.
Well, it certainly gives a good reason to sit there and give you a call and check it out for yourself. Well, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the last three of the seven pillars of health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and Happy New Year.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone. It does not receive texts, and you will get no response from me whatsoever. But if you want to chat, call me and I'll be the one answering the phone. If you don't want to chat directly, you can chat indirectly. If the texting thing is important to you, well, text me via email. Send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about the seven pillars. I think we've covered the first four.
The fifth one is physiology. So explain to us, what is physiology?
Physiology is the branch of biology that deals with the normal functions of living organisms and their parts. It's the way in which a living organism or bodily part actually functions. So your heart having a normal beat rhythm, your lungs breathing in a normal fashion, your digestive system digesting in a normal fashion, a cut healing in a normal fashion. These are all examples of physiology. And when that physiology doesn't work properly, it's important to address it and make sure that the physiology recovers so that at a cellular level, things start to heal.
Mm-hmm. So what causes the body not to work correctly?
That would be a wonderful thing that we're all subject to called stress. Stress and the way that we respond to stress. And again, if we looked at a couple of the first few pillars, with toxins in the body, we don't respond to stress properly. If you don't eat the proper food and have the right ingredients, then your body can't respond to stress properly. So stress is the cause of why the body has an impact that would alter somebody's physiology.
Mm-hmm. And how many different systems are there at work in your body?
Well, there's at least 30 of them that I'm aware of. And I'm sure as we get deeper into the understanding of how the brain functions and coordinates and controls things, as the research into the brain and the understanding of how the brain functions gets better, we may find that there's more than 30 different systems.
Well, I mean, the body itself is so complex, and isn't it wise to find specialists who know how the different systems work?
Well, it isn't only wise, Mark. It becomes paramount, to be honest. Without this understanding, your practice of healthcare versus addressing health issues, okay, you decide if you want somebody to practice on you without the certainty of the outcome, or if you choose to address the underlying issue with someone who knows and understands exactly what you should get as an outcome. Those are the choices that we as consumers have when we're choosing what we choose to do with our health. You can choose to do, let's try something and see what happens and go from there. Or we can know what we're doing and then just address the issue and make the issue go away.
But I mean, the reason that in medicine there are so many specialties, there are heart doctors and lung doctors and bone doctors and foot doctors and eye doctors. There must be a reason that all these specialties where they can really focus on the very specific, I mean, there's the knowledge goes is pretty vast on each particular area, isn't it?
Well, it is vast, but the thing of it is Occam's razor is the rule of the day, and Occam's razor says in the lack of empirical evidence, the simplest answer is usually the right one. I got into healthcare because I initially wanted to become a cardiothoracic surgeon, and then I had the epiphany of wanting to fix heart disease so that people wouldn't die of heart disease versus treat heart disease at the end stage. So I decided to go to the front of the line as opposed to the back of the line. And what we need to understand as human beings is if you treat the body the right way and give the body what it needs and get the hell out of the way, miracles happen. And so what happened in allopathic medicine is they were just like, well, okay, this person, I have a certain amount as a general practitioner, I have a certain amount of understanding of what the heart does and how it does it, but I'm not a specialist in all the ins and outs of the heart, so we need to create a new branch of medicine called cardiology or digestion, and we get gastroenterology, or we have lung issues and we call that pulmonology, and you know, whatever the case happens to be, they develop these subspecialists, and at the end of the day, they lost track of the most important thing. You're dealing with a whole person. So you need somebody who actually can treat the whole person, not break you up into a bunch of different parts or a bunch of different diagnoses, and treat them as they have the training to do. So doctors of old used to take care of you from the womb to the tomb, so to speak, and they knew everything that was wrong with you. The old mm-hmm. town, small town mm-hmm. doctor knew everything about you, okay? But as the machine of medicine took over, okay, we had to create all these little subdivisions within the machine of medicine in an effort to monetize and profitize and make the biggest conglomerate within the world, supported by the pharmaceutical industry, which is the healthcare industry.
Well, it would seem to me that that both approaches can be of value. In other words, you would like to have somebody that's overseeing all of your health who understands how the whole body works, the whole system works together. But if you had some particular abnormality that was an extreme case of something, detached retina, say, you would want to be able to go to somebody whose specialty was, you know, to be able to fix a detached retina, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that's important to understand is, and that's a good point that you bring to the table, is the fact that, yes, if a person gets a detached retina, okay, you want to ask the question, why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there trauma involved? Okay. Mm-hmm. I've had patients who develop detached retinas. I've had patients develop, or they get a tear in their retina with, mm-hmm. with no trauma. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, why would there be a weakening within the retina that it would tear without any particular trauma? You know, they don't have glaucoma, so there's not an increased pressure within the eye. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then why would the retina tear? So again, ultimately, all health problems go back to understanding the reason why. And if you address the reason why, okay, but if you got bleeding in the back of your eye, you want somebody that can go in there and you know, address that very quickly. That's your eye specialist. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't preclude the fact that, yes, you're going to want to go talk to somebody that's a holistic practitioner to understand, well, why did the eye rupture to begin with, and make sure that you address that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did I get an infection? Yes, they can treat the infection, but why did I get it? Why don't I fix that system? Well, why do I have stomach upset? Why do I have high blood pressure? Yes, I can go to the specialist to get the medication for the blood pressure, but I still need to address the reason for why I have blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And your medical doctor specialist who does the blood pressure treatment and prescribing isn't going to answer the question, why do you get high blood pressure? So you're going to need to find somebody that understands that physiology to help you address the underlying reason.
That really helps explain this that fifth pillar. The sixth pillar, this one is about emotions. Now, that's interesting that emotions, how much emotions impact your health.
Emotions affect every aspect of your health, and we need to understand that you're going to have an emotion either as a result of having a health problem, like if you're told cancer, you're going to have emotions associated with being given that diagnosis. Or if you have chronic emotional instability that affects a particular organ, then that organ is then going to malfunction and the emotion was the cause of it versus the emotion being the outcome of it. So mm-hmm. emotions impact both sides of the equation. So you want to definitely have a tool in your tool bag, so to speak, to address emotions. And that's why it's one of the seven main pillars of health and healthcare.
And I know that in Chinese medicine, which which you use the traditional Chinese medical theory, the different emotions do associate specifically with specific organs. And even if you look back to the Greeks, we talk about some of the emotions that are associated, like gall, which is an emotional state as well as a gallbladder. So
right, and that's because being galled or pissed off is going to affect the functioning of your gallbladder. And so when somebody has a gallbladder issue, one of the things we can look at is, well, what's the emotions that affect the gallbladder? And then we can talk to the person about, well, why do you feel these emotions? What's going on in your life that causes you to feel this way? Mm-hmm. Okay, now we can help you address the relationship with how you deal with that part of your life so that you're no longer feeling those emotions. And then the stress of the gallbladder goes away and you get to keep your gallbladder.
Nice.
And the regulator of your digestive system, and you're no longer getting headaches or knee pain as a result.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one more aspect that you use as a pillar for health, and that is the spiritual aspect of a person's life. So how does that fit into a healthcare model?
Well, you got to understand, Mark, we are a triune being. We are a body, we are a mind, and we are a
spirit.
Right. So we are the body, mind, and spirit. So we have body techniques, which you've talked about. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have the emotional mind technique that we just talked about. Okay. So if you balance those two aspects of the triune being, but you neglect the third one, which is spirit, okay, then you're not capturing the whole story of the person. So it's body, mind, and spirit, and there's methods and techniques and teachings and understandings that I have because I believe in treating the body as a whole, and I've done a lot of research, and I've read the Bible many times, and I've gone to different Bible studies, etc., and so I understand from a biblical perspective what's going on religiously, okay? But when you're dealing with spirit, it transcends religion. Because you're dealing with the essence, the energy essence of who the person is. We have a physical body, but we are a spirit. Mm-hmm. We are a human being, okay? The being aspect of it. And, you know, when people have these particular imbalances that are coming from a spiritual level, it's important to be able to give people proper guidance. If people want to just deal with their own, their religious belief systems in an effort to handle that, that's fine. But if it is an issue, I want them to know that it's an issue and we can address it in the office or we can give you guidance on where to go get it addressed, whatever's most comfortable for you. But it is one of the seven main pillars and it is something that ultimately needs to be addressed for those people that it's an issue for.
Right. And it's not, again, as you said, it's not that you're necessarily taking it from a religious point of view, but from the fact that each of us is animated and each of us is a living being, and therefore there's something that is animating us. And
right. And at the end of the day, helping the person get to a place of balance, you know, God actually does the healing.
That's right.
Okay. And I'm the facilitator. I work in tandem with, as an extension of, in an effort to help a person get on, back on their path and whatever their path is about. But
And if somebody wants to use their abilities and your skills and your knowledge and wisdom to treat their own health, or as we said, that, you know, there are these ways that you're able to help people with even a single visit and change their lives for the better, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me would be to walk into my office. And we're at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. If you're coming into the complex off of Canal Street, we are the far building on your left. There'll be two buildings on your left. We're in the second one. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. You can call me on my cell phone at 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone because it does not receive texts. If you want to text me, then you should email me. But either way, I'm here to help you. We got a brand new year. We just went over to seven pillars of how to maintain your health and be healthy all the time. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I want to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you in the new year when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill.
The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit